Thank you for listening to the CCOJC broadcast. We hope this broadcast will leave you
used to being
and
slaves.
Educated to live a life of faith.
And as you begin to use that word in any conversation, that word brings tension. I don't care if it's in the midst of black, white, Chinese, Japanese. The word slave or slavery is so strong that it brings tension in the room. And Paul is talking to these people and he's telling them to be slaves no more. And that's very difficult to teach to someone who's lived their whole life being a slave. When we speak of the word slavery without any persuasion, our minds instantly drift to what was done to the African Americans many years ago. How they were taken and tortured and violated and misused, all for the benefit of someone else. And it's very hard to stomach the details of what enslaving people looks like. So I'll just tell you what it looks like in a circus when they enslave the animals and they make them. I know you don't think that bear want to get on that bike. You ain't never seen a bear riding a bike through the woods. Or an elephant rolling on a ball in the woods. That's not what they want to do. But through the process of enslavement, the people have taken the animal and beaten it into a fashion that is normally not characteristic of it. And this is what happens when an individual becomes enslaved. So to take a group of people, they had to break their wills by any means necessary. And make them feel less than so that they would know their place in the relationship. And the masters over these people saw them as inferior, so they taught this mindset to them so that they would be easier to manage. Because if you can teach a slave how to think about themselves, they'll behave how you taught them to behave. And Paul is talking to these people and he says, stand fast, therefore, because Christ has given us freedom. And don't go back to the slavery in which you found yourselves bound in before. Now, to be taken over and controlled by is slavery. The definition of slave is a person who is the legal property of and is forced to obey another, and they have no freedom on their own. And as I speak, I know I started speaking of people who were controlled by physical masters, other men, but I want you to know that people are not only slave masters. We can be controlled by other things, but we'll get to that in a minute. As horrible as it was to teach about the African Americans and what happened in history, this is not the only form of slavery that occurred in the world. Because there was another process that in which we learned about in school, a long treacherous journey across the country in which the Native Americans were led from one place to another in captivity. And they called it the Trail of Tears. Because there was so much murdering along the way and so much violating against the human will that they called it the Trail of Tears. And we see, I can't really remember the man's name. I really don't pay that much attention to him. He's the man in North Korea. And the different dictators all around the world who enslaved Kim Jong-un, who enslaved their own people. And abuse their power over them. These are what we see today that are in fact actual slave masters. And they make people bend to their will. But we see in the scriptures another process happening. We didn't have to look just in the United States or where we are now. But we can look and we can begin in the book of Genesis. Where the children of Israel begin to be enslaved. And the book of Genesis is called the beginning and Exodus the exiting. In the book of Exodus, God speaks to Moses concerning his people and tells him to go to Pharaoh, who is their slave master, and command him to let them go. As we look at that story, we can easily see the heart of God for his people being foreshadowed by Moses to Pharaoh. In this passage, God tells Moses exactly what to say to produce change where slaves would begin to walk in freedom. And this is the manner of the message on today, because the title for our message is Set Me Free. Say that with me one time. Set me free. Say it like you mean it. Set me free. There are things that we encounter in life that become slave masters to us, and we're not really aware that it has happened. But on today, I've come to shed light upon it by the word of God so that you can understand his will for your life, just in case you don't know exactly what God wants for you. God's response to bondage has always been the same. He has never desired for one race to be superior over the next. Never. And I know a lot of African Americans do not appreciate the Bible, because some people use the Bible to actually enslave the black race. But that had nothing to do with the Bible. That had something to do with the fact that the African Americans couldn't read, and somebody else gave them the interpretation of. And because they interpreted for them, they taught them how to think about themselves. And God is speaking to us today, because in 2020, it's not that easy to spot a slave as it was in 1820. You can put lipstick and makeup on bondage. You can put cologne and a convertible on bondage, and nobody knows that you are enslaved. But God says, "There is not my will for you to live bound in any part of your life." It is not the will of God. And God gave me this message for so many different people. And as he began ministering it to me so that I could minister it to you, I understood the warfare was going to be real all week. Because anytime someone goes to loose the captives, the enemy unleashes hell's fury in attempt to stop it. But guess what? I got here anyway, and I'm standing by the grace of God, because I came to do today to tell the slave masters that they've got to let God's people go. It's not the will of God for drug dealers to enslave people to drug use. And I understood that I would be dealing with a mindset that was taught by culture. Because it was cool to look at the rappers and see what they did and say what they said and act like they act and drove like they drove. But they do these things through the power of enslaving another individual. And I understand that they say, I have to do this to support my family. But anytime you have to enslave another being in order for you to make money, you yourself have become a slave master. It's easy to cast judgment when it was so many years ago on a different race. But when you yourself make someone lose their personal freedom over a drug just to make money to ride like you want to ride, you have become a master to that person. They make the same excuses the slave masters made. I need these slaves so my family can live. But they don't see themselves in that light. It's absolutely not the will of God for men to steal young women and young children to sell into sex slavery for income. And if you want to go a little bit further, we can even take it to the strip club. But I don't think you want to deal with me on that today. Because anytime you make someone belittle themselves just to make money, you have enslaved them. And Galatians 5:1 says, Christ has given us the liberty. But through this power of sin, the enemy is able to enslave people day in and day out. and they live in bondage when God has given us freedom. After the children of Israel escaped Pharaoh, they split into many different tribes. And they later began to, some of them later began to enslave the people that they were slaves with. Because it's a common practice for the abused to become the abuser from time to time. It's not uncommon for people who have been molested to become the molester. It's not uncommon for people who were raised by drug addicts to become an addict themselves. Because through the power of sin, the enemy is able to enslave you through the experience that you've had. Because it wasn't even 2 months into their journey out of captivity that they were already complaining again, saying, it was better that I was a slave. They complained against the man that was trying to lead them out. Why did he bring us this way? It was better for me to be bound by Pharaoh, who was making me make bricks with no straw. Because when all you know is being a slave, getting out is tough. It's not even anywhere near the will of God. And I want to put this one right through your front door this morning. It's not even anywhere near the will of God for you to be enslaved even by debt. This is not the will of God. But if you don't know that you are enslaved by something, you will go along with the routine because this is what was taught to you from generation to generation. But God says, I came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. But your culture taught you that you are supposed to be below when God says you would be above. Here we are looking at something that is so common in our country that we don't even recognize that it's a master. We live bound by bills and we live bound by debt. But God says, I don't want anything to master you, because if it's your master, then I can't be your master. So he sent me today to tell you, if that is your master, you have another master waiting to bless you. You thought he wanted to bless you because he was answering your prayers. God wanted to bless you and I to free us. This is the only reason for the blessing. God wanted to bless us so that we would become free from the system that the world has to bow to. And as we speak about the world, I just want to put this out there. I think it's a shame at how the system works. How they take someone who has little or no money and make them pay more money just to borrow a little bit of money when they know that person don't have but a little bit anyway. But we're going to charge you 10 times the amount to borrow it when we would give it to somebody else rich for free. And we have a system of poverty in place in this country. Do you know that there are some states that will not even allow title pawns in the state because it's predatory lending? But you see one on every street in this city because the enemy is working through these slave masters to keep the paupers down. But I came this morning to tell you that's not what God has in mind for your life. He wants you to be loose from that place just like the children of Israel came out. Did you see how they came out? They came out with more than they went in with. Did you see how they came out? They came blessed and highly favored. When people are bound, they aren't living the way Christ intended. Turn in your Bible to St. John chapter 3. Let's get another witness right quick. We got time. St. John chapter 3. You have to forgive my device. We'll just go on. I'll paraphrase it for you. The Bible begins to give a conversation of Jesus talking, and he says that whoever the Son has set free. Whoever Jesus Christ has encountered, that is a free man. That person does not have to live enslaved to a particular system any longer. He says who the Son set free is not bound in any area of life at all. And this is where God wants our attention to begin to focus. As we started this year, we begin to walk down a path where God says, I want every day that you awake to be a day of breakthrough living. He says, everything you put your hands to do, I want it to prosper. But in order for us to walk this way, we have to begin to walk as free people and not the enslaved people we used to be. In 2 Corinthians, it says, where the Spirit of the Lord is. This is the very nature of God himself. Wherever he is, he doesn't want anybody bound by anything. Whether it's race, whether it's financial status, whether it's who you're related to. God wants there to be no bondage amongst his people. Every time we see the children of Israel go in and out of bondage, sin was always present. Which is why Galatians chapter 5 told us not to be entangled, not to be wrapped up in the mess that he got us out of. In Romans chapter 8, verse 1 through 2 tells us that there is now no condemnation. Why is there no condemnation? When there's condemnation present, condemnation is a tool of bondage. It makes you guilty. It makes you ashamed. It confines you. But God says there is now no condemnation because Christ has freed us. Christ has freed us from the sin and death. And Romans chapter 6, I'm not going to turn to it and read it. I could read the whole thing talking about bondage. This whole chapter deals with people who was stuck in routines and stuck in tradition and stuck in old ways. He says, our old way has been crucified with Christ. And since the old is dead, we are dead to the things that would keep us bound. So today, I want to ask you the question. What proof do we have of what Jesus did for the bound in the Bible? Because if we can find it there, then we can find the instructions pertaining to our daily life. If I'm bound in an area, what will Jesus do to get me out of there? We see Jesus in the story of Mary and Martha after their brother dies. Jesus goes to the mouth of the grave and he shouts for Lazarus to come forth. It's not just a miracle that he raises the dead man, but it gives us the information that says Lazarus came out bound and wrapped up in things man put on him. And Jesus says, loose him and let him go. When we find bondage in our life, God says, I have the power. See, you thought the power of Jesus dying on the cross was just to get you all of these blessings. But when he died on the cross, it purchased you freedom. And he tells Lazarus to come forth, and he came, and they unwrapped him. And we also see him in the church with the woman who was bound by the infirmity for 18 years. And the Bible tells us that Jesus sees her. And when he sees her bound, he stops the service. Because it's not his will for anybody to be bound. And when he sees her, he goes to her. And the definition for loose actually means untied. He says, woman, thou art untied from this sickness that you've had as a master for 18 years. This gave me the proof that Jesus don't care how long you've been tied up and how long you've been wrapped up. When he finds you in bondage, he has the power to take you out. When the man in the cemetery came forth, the man who was possessed with the demons, he came all tied up in his mind. And all tied up from being who God created him to be. Which is the state of many who are alive today. You can't see it, but many are tied in places. And the enemy makes that the master of their lives. How do you know it's your master? Every waking moment you have is in response of that particular thing. Have you tried stopping it before and could not? You can't, because that has become your master. Jesus sees this man tied up, and he comes in the power of all of heaven, and he commands these demons out of this man's life, and he says, come out, and they had to loose him. What proof do we have of what Jesus can do for the bound? We have many more witnesses in the Bible, but we actually don't even have to open that. We can go from pew to pew in this church and ask, what did God do for you? And if they ain't got an answer, I can tell you a few of what he's done for me. Because God doesn't care where you are. I vividly remember him talking to me in the club over the music. When he saw me in bondage, he came and he unwrapped me and untied me. Because his whole mission was to get me free from sin. He died on the cross long ago, but many are still bound. He gave his life, but many are still going to pay the price for their own sin. So how do we avoid all of this? We avoid this by going to God and asking him to do something with our Pharaoh. To do something with our Pharaoh. When the children were running out of Egypt and Pharaoh came behind him to enslave them again, God told the children, look back. The enemies that you see today, you're not even going to see them ever again. Because when I bring you out, I have the power to bring you all the way out of bondage. I've seen many people use the crutch of generational curse. But a generational curse is simply a generational mindset. And if you can change your mind about what's due to you, you can change the outcome of your future. I don't have to be because what they were. God told them, what you see today, you'll see no more, because I'm going to drown them and make the ocean their graveyard. Because when I want you free, you're going to be free indeed. This morning, I can hear the Spirit of the Lord tugging on a strong issue in the hearts of many. Because we go through many different steps and many different programs, and they subliminally teach things like, once an addict, always an addict. When this is not the word of God. Once I've struggled, I always have to struggle. I have to live in the same neighborhood that my family lived in. This is the bondage that the enemy wants you to have. Do you know the definition of bondage simply means the state of being a slave? And we'll go to one another and we say, yeah, we're praying because that person has bondage in their life. What you're admitting is that person is a slave to something. And in order to get them out, we have to go to the mighty God who got all the children of Israel out. Because I told you from the beginning that we could see this and we could see and understand God's heart for his people through Moses. Moses was God to the people. And Pharaoh was Satan to the people. And we saw what God wanted and we saw what the enemy wanted. So this morning as we stand in this place, I'll ask you to stand on your feet as the musicians come. And I'll begin to declare over you as they set up that this is your day of freedom. That this is the day that the Lord has come to your house and told you that thing that you could not handle, that thing that makes you answer and respond, that trigger in your life that drives you back into doing things you said you'd never do again. That is what we came for. As we stand this morning, I'm going to ask you to bow your head. And we're going to do a church-wide altar call. Meaning, the altar is right where you're standing. Meaning, God sees you right where you are. And if he sees you right where you are, he sees everywhere you are.
Thank you, Jesus.
He knows the places that you frequent against your own will sometimes. But I teach you today by the word of God that if you can understand what happened with the children of Israel, and if you can understand Galatians 5:1 that tells us that Jesus Christ climbed on a cross, was humiliated so that the slave can have freedom, this is your opportunity. You can walk away from any addiction right now in this moment. The world calls it cold turkey, but the word of God calls it deliverance.
Thank you, Lord.
And the power of deliverance is in this house today.
Thank you for this.
Because God says, it's not my will for anyone to be controlled by anyone or anything. Because then they will not see me as Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
They'll be thinking about what else lords over them.
Thank you, Jesus.
They won't be able to worship me because they're worried about bills. They won't be able to function because they're worried about the things that make them fear and panic. Oh, my God.
Thank you, Lord God.
And I know that we see people at work who are controlled even by cigarettes.
Jesus.
They can't even make it through 2 hours.
My God.
And I'm telling you today that is not the will of God for your life.
Yes.
There are some people that are also equally controlled by food. We're not just going to beat up on nicotine, let's cover it all today.
That's right.
There are some people who are bound with filthy, negative thinking.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
That all they think they can have is bad. And God says that is the mindset that the slave master taught you. But today, if you can renew your mind.
Thank you, oh God.
You won't think you need a sip to ease your pain.
Thank you, Jesus.
You won't think you need to smoke a little bit just to calm your nerves. He says, if you can renew your mind, I'll be your peace.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
So in this instant,
thank you, Jesus.
Let's examine ourselves.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Let's examine ourselves. One-on-one conversation, tell them what it is. You don't even have to say it loud enough for him to hear, because the word says he knows our thoughts and he knows what's in our hearts. Go to him. This is why we come to church. This is the mission of this ministry, to build people of righteousness for generational success, to break the old pattern, so that the new may take over. God, loose your people today.
Christ, our liberty.
Thank you, Jesus.
He has set us free now.
Deliver your people
free now.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Christ, our liberty.
Flow in the Spirit.
please come visit us at 509 Apostle David Pitts Boulevard in Macon, Georgia, and also download the CCOJC app. Thank you so much for listening.